What is Schema Markup? A beginner's guide to learn Schema. Schema Markup is a standardized format for providing information about a page and classifying the page content, and we all somehow heard this term when working on SEO. In this Schema Markup guide, we try our best to answer the most common questions and explore the benefits of using structured data. In the end, we have a list of top schema markups that you can use on your website for SEO. Currently, schema.org consists of 797 types, 1,457 properties, 14 data types, 86 enumerations, and 462 enumeration members. Let's deep dive into what is schema. What is structured data? Structured data is a uniform form of data for providing information about a web page or classifying the page data to any search engine. What is schema markup? Schema markup is a structured data vocabulary, or you can say a combination of meaningful structured data that you can use to that help search engines better understand the information of a web page. The schema markup is understood by the search engines like Google, Microsoft Bing, Yandex, and Yahoo. Why use schema markup? According to Google, the search engine work hard to understand the content of a page available on the web. With structured data, you can help them find the information about the web page. At the same time, structured data help us get rich snippets in Google search results. The rich snippets look like this. It also helps search engines classify the page content, like you can define a website contact us and about page with the help of schema. How many websites use schema markup? According to WebAlmanac, implementation of structured data in the HTML of a page is continually increasing. It was 42% of desktop pages in 2021 and 43% on mobile pages. It was 44% for desktop and 45% for mobile pages in 2022. A big hike in structured data use is because many CMS, Duda and Wix, are using default schema for their websites, and trying their best to provide the best results on SERP without using any custom code. Most common schema markup format. There are many ways to add structured data on your website. Most common formats are microdata, HTML, RDFA, and JSON-LD. Microdata, HTML, structured data format. What is microdata? Microdata is part of the HTML standard that is used to structure important metadata info on existing content on web pages. Every structured data needs its attribute to work. For microdata, you must use the iTeamscope attribute and add a property to any item. You must use the itemprop attribute is used on one of the item's descendants. Microdata schema example. Div iTeamscope item type equals schema.org web link. Span itemprop equals name angry birds, span, requires. Span itemprop equals operating system Android, span br. Link. Item prop equals application category. Ref equals schema.org web link. Div. Item prop equals aggregate rating. Itemscope. Item type equals schema.org web link. Rating. Span item prop equals rating value 4.6/span. Span item prop equals rating count 8864/span ratings. /div. Div item prop equals offers iTeamscope item type equals schema.org web link. Price, dollar span item prop equals price 1.00/span. Meta item prop equals price currency content equals USD. /div. RDFA structured data format. What is RDFA? The RDFA is an extension to HTML5. We use this markup to generate rich results and help your website gain better visibility on the search. RDFA helps you mark up things like places, people, recipes, reviews, and more, so your web pages are displayed with an enhanced format on all major search engines. It will work for all. RDFA structured data example. This is a person schema in RGTHA format. Divvocab equals schema.org type eof equals person. A property equals image ref equals manu.sporny.org web link. Span property equals name manu sporny slash span slash a. Span property equals job title founder CEO slash span. Div. Phone, span property equals telephone 540-961-4469 slash span. Slash div. Div. Email, a property equals email ref equals mail tome sperny at digitalbazaar.com sperny at digitalbazaar.com slash a. Slash div. Div. Links, a property equals URL ref equals manu.sporny.org web link homepage, a. Slash div. Slash div. JSON-LD structured data format. What is JSON-LD? JSON-LD is a method of linking data using JSON, JavaScript object notation. A lightweight data interchange format that is based on a subset of JavaScript. It is one of the easy forms of data that humans to read and write. Also, it is easy for machines to parse and generate. The JSON-LD is the most popular structured data because it is recommended by Google. JSON-LD structured data example. A JSON-LD structured data can be used for the recipe page. Script type equals application slash LD plus JSON. At context, schema.org. At type, recipe. Name, party coffee cake. Author. At type, person. Name, Mary Stone. Date published, March 10, 2018. Description, this coffee cake is awesome and perfect for parties. Prep time, PT 20 min. Slash script. Most popular schema markup types and their examples. According to the Web Almanac website, search action, web page, search action and site links search box are the most commonly used schema markups. Schema.org arranged the most commonly used schema markups type in this list. Creative works, creative work, book, movie, music recording, recipe, TV series. Embedded non-text objects, audio object, image object, video object. Event. Health and medical types. Organization. Person. Place, local business, restaurant. Product, offer, aggregate offer. Review, aggregate rating. Action. Creative works schema. Under Creative Works Schema there are all the most generic kinds of Creative Works Schema code you can use, including books schema, movies schema, photographs, software programs and more. Go to schema.org web link to learn what type of schema comes under this one. Book schema example, a part of Creative Schema. Script type equals application slash LD plus JSON. At context, schema.org. At type, book. Accessibility API, ARIA. Accessibility control. Full keyboard control. Full mouse control, accessibility feature. Large print, X-enabled. High contrast, X-enabled. Resize text, X-enabled. Display transformability. Long description. Alternative text, accessibility hazard. No flashing hazard. No motion simulation hazard. No sound hazard, aggregate rating. At type, aggregate rating. Review count, 174. Rating value, 5, book format, paperback. Copyright holder. At type, organization. Name, Penguin Books, copyright year, 2022. Description. A thrilling novel about a young detective solving a series of murders in a small town. Genre, mystery. In language, NUS. Is family friendly, true. Is 9780425284186. Name, The Silent Patient. Number of pages, 352. Publisher. At type, Organization. Name, Penguin Books. Slash script. Embedded non-text objects schema. We all add non-text objects on our website to make our website look better and more attractive, and you must add schema for those to help search engines learn more about the object. What are non-text objects? Non-text objects are any type of object that does not consist of text. They can be images, videos, audio recordings, or any other type of file that does not contain text. For that, schema org has audio object, image object, and video object for us to use on our website. Go to audio object, image object, and video object and find the best fit schema for your page. If you have any specific non-text object on your website, you can search for it on the schema org website. Script type equals application slash ld plus JSON. At context, schema.org. At type, music group. Event. At type, event. Location, New York, New York, US. Offers, ticketmaster.com web link. Start date, June 5, 2023. URL, The Strokes, June 5, Madison Square Garden. At type, event. Location, Los Angeles, California, U.S. Offers, Ticketmaster.com web link. Start date, June 8, 2023. URL, The Strokes, June 8, Staples Center, image. The Strokes 1.jpg. The Strokes 2.jpg. The Strokes 3.jpg, name, The Strokes. Track. At type, music recording. Audio, The Strokes Reptilia Play.html. Duration, PT3M40S. In album, The Strokes Room on Fire.html. Interaction statistic. At type, interaction counter. Interaction type, schema.org web link. User interaction count, 8,300. Name, Reptilia. Offers, The Strokes Reptilia Buy.html. URL, The Strokes Reptilia.html, at type, music recording. Audio, The Strokes Last Night Play.html. Duration, PT3M12S. In album, The Strokes Is This It.html. Name, Last Night. Interaction statistic. At type, interaction counter. Interaction type, schema.org web link. User interaction count, 10,200. Offers, The Strokes Last Night Buy.html. URL, The Strokes Last Night.html. Subject of. At type, video object. Description, watch this exclusive interview with Julian Casablancas and The Strokes about their upcoming tour. Duration, PT2M12S. Name, Interview with The Strokes. Thumbnail, The Strokes interview thumb.jpg. Interaction statistic. At type, interaction counter. Interaction type, schema.org web link. User interaction count, 23. Slash script. Event schema. The event schema is also one of the most used schemas. You can use the scheme code if you publish information about events on your website or blog, or use it as an organization if you provide event listing services. An event schema can be implemented using the JSON-LD format, which allows the event information to be embedded in the HTML of a web page. It will show more accurate and relevant results for users searching for events. Repeated events may be structured as separate event objects. Event schema example. Script type equals application slash ld plus JSON. At context, schema.org. At type, children's event. Name, new story time reading. Start date, 2022-01-10-T16:00Z. End date, 2022-01-10-T16:30Z. Event attendance mode, schema.org web link. Event status, schema.org web link. Location. At type, virtual location. URL, stream.newstorytimereadings.com, Image, newsstorytimereadings.com web link. Description, New Storytime Readings for Children of All Ages, January 2022 edition. Offers. At type, offer. URL, newsstorytimereadings.com web link. Price, zero. Price currency, USD. Availability, schema.org web link. Valid from 2021-12-24-T12:00, performer. At type, person. Name, Jane D. Storyteller. Alternate name, The Virtual Storyteller, organizer. At type, organization. Name, New Storytime Virtual Events. URL, newstorytimereadings.com. / script. Health and medical types schema. The health and medical types structured data markups that can be added to web pages to provide search engines with information about the health and medical content on the page. This can include information such as the name of the condition or treatment being discussed, the symptoms, causes, and potential treatments on the web page / website. This structured data will help you with showing Google the authority of the website, content creator and information source, because all the medical topic comes under email, which can help you increase click and drive more traffic to the website. A hospital schema example. Script type equals application / LD plus JSON. At context, schema.org. At type, government service. Name, Veterans Affairs Emergency Mental Health. Service type, psychiatric emergency services. Service operator. At type, government organization. Name, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, area served. At type, administrative area. Name, Massachusetts, audience. At type, audience. Name, veterans, available channel. At type, service channel. Name, urgent care clinic. Available language. At type, language. Name, Spanish. Alternate name, S, service location. At type, hospital. Name, VA Boston, West Roxbury. Address. At type, postal address. Street address, 1400 VFW Parkway. Address locality, West Roxbury. Address region, MA. Postal code, 02132. / script. Organization schema. The organization structured data is used to specify the organization logo, image info about the organization that Google can use in search results and in the Google Knowledge Panel. By using the organization schema markup, you can ensure that the correct image is used for your organization's logo by Google. The organization schema is one of the most used schema markups that provides a strong signal to Google search algorithms, which can help increase the chances of the image appearing in knowledge panels. The organization structured data markup can be added to a website's HTML code. This schema includes information such as the organization's name, logo, and contact information, as well as the names and job titles of key personnel. Organization schema markup typically includes the following types of information. Organization name, the official name of the organization, as it appears on official documents or branding materials. Logo, a URL link to an image file of the organization's logo. Contact information, the organization's physical address, telephone number, and email address. Social profiles, URLs to the organization's social media profiles. Description, a brief description of the organization's mission, products, or services. Employee information, names and job titles of key personnel within the organization. Opening hours, business hours of the organization. Geolocation, location of the organization. You will find a lot of websites using the organization schema. You can copy the code and change it according to your website info. Or use a schema markup generator. I use the technical SEO schema generator tool and schema builder for structured data Chrome extension. Both tools are easy to use and you can create the schema code using both of them easily. Organization schema example. Script type equals application slash ld plus JSON. At context, schema.org. At type, organization. Name, the CEO today. Alternate name, the CEO today. URL, www.theseotoday.com. Logo, blogger.googleusercontent.com web link. Contact point. At type, contact point. Telephone, 123,456,123,456. Contact type, customer service. Contact option, toll free. Area served, in. Available language, N, same as. www.facebook.com weblink. Twitter.com weblink. www.instagram.com weblink. www.youtube.com weblink. www.linkedin.com weblink. in.pinterest.com weblink. / script. What next? We hope that this blog has provided you valuable information on schema. We will continue to update the content in the future to ensure that it stays current and relevant. Thank you for reading, and we encourage you to subscribe to our blog for future updates and insights.